Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you got to go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. Just after 10 o'clock on a Monday. Earlier this morning, we announced a few things, including our Endless Summer Kegger, also known as the unofficial Clam Slam competition, taking this thing to Newport Beach. To the OC, people say we haven't done enough stuff there. And so we will be going there as we say goodbye to summer just before Labor Day weekend. Officially, it is going to be September 3rd.
Yes.
We'll be at the Hyatt there. And we got Slightly Stupid's going to provide the music. We've got all the fun, all those games you could expect to play, plus kegs and food and other things that we cannot talk about on the radio for legal reasons, but
there
it's
are certain
be a good
things
time.
That we shouldn't say in advance. Let's just have them there.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we start saying stuff, then somebody hears it, and then somebody has questions, and the lawyer hears about it, blah, blah, blah.
Just know you'll want to be there, and we'll have more tickets to give you all week long as we get you ready for the endless summer kegger.
No, it's nice.
Friends.
We're hearing from people going, I know that Hyatt. It's right down the street from me. So it's great. You can just stumble home and walk rather than taking a long-ass Uber ride.
Details up on our Instagram right now at Klein Alley Show. While you're there, you can watch some of the hangout that happened on Friday as we were celebrating Omar's birthday at a pool party. Omar could not attend.
Yeah.
So we celebrated with a UPS guy and we gave him Omar's cake and he seemed to be appreciative of that. And you can see all that footage up on our Instagram.
What kind of flavor cake was it?
I was a little disappointed, Omar, because the word Carvel was thrown around. Budgie the whale ice cream cake and there was neither.
So let me explain something. And I blame, I'm going to blame, I don't want to say the grocery store I bought it at. Why would you keep a cake in a freezer?
What, because it's an, when it's not an ice cream cake?
I got duped.
Whoa, you thought it was an ice cream cake?
Of course I did. I bought from that exact freezer before a cake, brought it home, and that's what it was. And this one was in the freezer. I don't know if this is something grocery stores are doing to try to confuse people, but they have a legitimate, not a refrigerator, a freezer with a cake in it. And
Does it say what kind of cake it was on the front?
It said the flavors in there were, and it said flavors were a mix of vanilla and chocolate. So I assume those are ice cream flavors. And they were talking about that was that was the flavor of the cake. So I bought the thing from the freezer.
I cut it and I was like, oh.
I know. That's what I thought.
Sad.
And by the way.
I still ate it though.
Would you agree ice cream cakes cost more than regular cakes?
Yeah. And they are the best.
This was a close to $30 cake. In my mind, I thought this is an ice cream cake based on price alone.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I bought an ice cream cake, so I don't know what the price would be.
Is it possible they forgot to put the ice cream in the cake? Like someone messed up in the kitchen?
Why'd you put it in the freezer, you idiot?
No, because I'm telling you right now, and if this is a thing that's happening now, I think it is on the grocery store to put a big, bright sticker that says, not ice cream cake.
So you think all ice cream cakes that are in the freezer all cakes in a freezer are ice cream cakes?
Yes.
Yeah,
why would you waste
There's
valuable...
There's no reason to put the other kind of cake
it
in
would be
the
in
freezer.
It would be in the refrigerated area, the other ones.
If I need to escalate this...
Oh, you should.
I think you should.
Escalate
I think you
it.
Should bring it back. Is there any left?
There is half the cake left.
You should bring it back.
You know who didn't want it? Most people, because it wasn't ice cream.
Most
people. That's true. I was a little disappointed, but I couldn't be like, I'm disappointed.
I was so mad.
We were all like, oh.
And I'd be honest, I think I paid for an ice cream cake. And once again, if anyone else has been fooled by this thing, we could be sniffing a class action here. Because I'm just saying, I couldn't be the first person that was sent out, came back with an ice cream cake, only to realize that it was a frozen, not ice cream cake.
And didn't you get it customized, too, with writing on it?
Yeah.
It said, Happy Birthday, Omar.
Yeah.
Did anybody clarify at that moment?
No.
When you were talking to a person?
No, I said, can you put Omar on the cake? And they said, oh, Omar's very lucky. It's going to be a great cake. I said, yeah, you're right, he is. And he won't be there.
Yep.
And you know what? I appreciate that. You know who loves it? This guy loves it more than anyone. This is Omar's biggest fan.
I'm listening to Friday's podcast. I got to say, Omar is probably my favorite now because on the radio, he's very professional. He makes jokes with Brian, Jay, you know, Allie. But as soon as you guys bring up something about, hey, let's hang out outside, he does not f*** with you at all. Damn it, Omar. I love it. Guys, have a good weekend.
This guy loves the fact that we keep throwing these events for Omar. He doesn't show up at his own events.
I know, it's very
this
classy
of you. This is the first
one
you threw for me, by the way.
This is the first one.
First of many.
Can you make it?
There's going to be a lot of Omar events coming up over the next few months.
There are people commenting about this conspiracy. Someone said their theory is that a douchebag shopper picked up a regular cake, then changed their mind, and then put it in the freezer. Put it in the wrong section. Another person said they worked at a grocery store chain, and all the cakes come frozen, and they leave some of them in the freezer so that the dates last longer.
I mean, what a scam. If you guys aren't putting on there, and I mean, this should be big, big neon sticker, not an ice cream.
You still miss it.
No, I would have read that sticker. I would have, at least that would have been on me.
I don't read books, I read stickers.
I grabbed the cake out of the freezer. It was frozen like a brick, and it said flavors include, and there was options, vanilla chocolate swirl. I said, that sounds like a great mix.
Yeah. Luckily, I went to a birthday party the next day that had ice cream cake, so I got it.
I'm sure you enjoy it, of course.
But I do think you should return the cake. I think you should bring back half the cake and say, I need a refund.
Yes, you should.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
You're up. Continue.
I was just commenting that my son had a birthday party yesterday, and he just turned 18, and he still wanted an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
I know, they're the best.
And so for the last 6 years, we've been buying ice cream cakes from there.
Yeah, was there ice cream in your? Was there ice cream inside of your ice cream cake? Did you have ice cream in the cake?
There was real ice cream.
God damn it.
There was a lot of ice cream.
Well,
the
other thing is,
so good.
When I get cream cake, I get it from like Baskin Robbins or a place that I know does ice cream.
I know.
I don't really get it from the grocery store.
The reason I went there, this is what I went back to last week, is because Carvel's have all shut down in L.A. There's none that exist anymore. There used to be one on the west side. That's gone now, too. But you could still get the Carvel ice cream cakes at the grocery store.
Really? I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. They had them. Ralph's used to have them.
They don't have them anymore?
Apparently not, because that's what I thought I got. And it was not that. It was not only not Carvel, it was not ice cream. And I'm an idiot. And I feel terrible for it. And I could see you were all disappointed, as I was, into it. I felt like it ruined the whole thing.
Yeah, but you did a great job on the barbecue
and all the
cheese.
Doesn't matter. The only thing people remember is
that was
the cake.
Only thing you said that was going to be there was the ice cream.
I know. And so that's why, Omar, you made the right move not coming, dude.
I knew it, man. Yeah, you were going to let me down, Klein.
Lame.
The frosting
was good.
I'm going to stop by today and make a scene.
Good. Definitely don't change your shirt before you go there.
I will not. Here for you now as we are live, but when we're not around, there's a goat line for you. That number is 844-956-GOAT. This is a interesting message because I don't know what this woman's talking about, but maybe we can figure it out together.
Hey, Klein, this is host Susie calling in. I'm trying to get a hold of you or Allie and give you guys some messages that you guys run radio show rocks, and I've been a listener for a long time.
Sounds like since the 1800s, but thank you for your long listening to the show.
And you guys are awesome. I like you guys, but I have some words for Allie because I have the situation that she lives in that I live in, and I want to talk to her about it. Call me back, time, please. Susie Oates, Holtz, H-O-T-Z.
What do you think she's talking about? The situation that Allie lives in.
What could Susie Oates be talking about? It's clearly a cat issue.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
I can hear it in her voice. Yeah, there's a three cat situation, but I'm sure you can add a zero with her.
You think that's why the situation?
It's a question about litter or cats waking her up in the morning, something like that.
Because she said, I've had the same situation that Allie's living in. And I don't know if that could have been the conversation about the open marriage situation, the one-night stand thing that we talked about, maybe that's it? That would be her situation.
I kind of worked on that, actually, over the weekend. I ordered that movie, The Invite.
Oh, right, yeah, it's a good movie.
Because I was like, this is going to be good because it's like...
Start the conversation.
And having sex with another couple, and I was like, this is going to be good. And then at the end, she was like, this is a horrible... I never want to do this.
Oh,
and backfired. I was like, damn it. Yeah, totally backfired.
Yeah, I think you have to stop watching that movie when there's like... 10 minutes left or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So it still seems like there's a hope.
Unless this is a body hair situation. That's the only other situation I can
And I want to talk to her about it. Yeah. Call me back, time, please.
Let it grow.
You have her number, Jake?
I believe I can find it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm curious as to what situation.
Maybe her son sucks at sports.
Excuse me, my kid is incredible at sports. He had an incredible moment over the weekend.
Allie wrote in the emails that her son had his Rudy moment over the weekend. And I'm just curious if you've seen the movie Rudy, because you know that was a...
I have seen the movie Rudy.
Was really sucked a lot, and he was terrible, and then they finally cheered.
He still sucked.
He still sucked.
Yeah,
he's a bad person.
The entire movie, he sucked.
He sucked the whole movie. He was a terrible person, and apparently in real life, he's not nice either. That's what I've heard. But
he wasn't a terrible person in the movie, though.
In the movie, he was likable, and you kind of rooted for him, but if you understand, Rudy sucked, and then when he came in at the end of the movie, it was kind of this meaningless play where they were up 58 points, so they threw him in, and he did, you know, he got...
I forgot that it was a meaningless play. This was the last play of the last game. So it was basically their Super Bowl. And his team was down.
So not his Rudy moment. You said his Rudy moment.
It was a moment where he shined. He shone bright. And it was a moment that
also Rudy
He shone bright. Well,
the issue is we just gave you a whole talking to last week about how you can't be the overzealous sideline parent.
I know, and I told Katie about it. I was like, you know what? We listened back to some of the videos that we've taken at his practices and at his games, and it's just not cute look, and we need to step away. There's some parents that go to a separate area, and they're just watching from afar because they want their kid to just be in their own environment. They don't want to be that, you know, stage mom kind of thing where they're hovering. They just want to let their kid be. And I said, I think we should go over there. And she said, not an effing chance. I need to make sure that the coach is keeping an eye on, you know, making sure he's focused on certain things.
I know her family were season ticket holders growing up for NFL games.
But the
reality is she's equally loud and annoying at NFL games as she would be at...
Oh, my God. She's the person who will... likely get in a fight with
the
visiting team.
They'd be like, shut up, it's preseason, no one cares. She's like, I'm cheering.
Oh, she wants us to go to a preseason game this weekend.
Man.
Yeah, it's a lot. So she gets very heated and involved. So there was a moment where it was the second to last play. It was finally my kid's turn to be the running back.
That would be his Kirk Gibson moment. I mean, you got if it was a moment where he did something that was amazing at the end of a game, it's not a Rudy moment.
Okay, well, it was a moment where an unlikely player did something incredible, and everybody cheered for him.
That's that tutu boy. He's running in the right direction for a change.
Look, he's not necessarily the first pick when it comes to running backs. Okay?
So that sucks.
There is another kid that's like 6, and he's incredible. I mean, his name is Beckham, for God's sake.
Right.
He's so good. He either runs and gets a touchdown every single time, or he knows how to block properly. Like, he's just got it. He's doing, like, planks on the sideline. He's built for sports.
If you would have named Wesley Dominic, he would have been that kid.
That would have been Dom. And to give the ball to Dom.
So they give the ball to him, to my kid.
Wesley.
And he starts running. And this Beckham kid actually screwed something up, and he was running in front of Wesley, and they got their legs tangled up, and he took a hit. My kid took a hit. Okay.
Flag football.
No, he fell in flag football.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Which they're not supposed to hit each other, obviously, but he went down, man. He hit his head on the grass and he was crying. It was a whole thing. And
he's
got a
moment.
Huge head. He was probably just off balance.
He's got a normal size head.
I don't know.
Okay.
Pulling down.
And we forgot his mouth guard at home that one time. So we were like,
oh, man.
We're like, whatever. It's the last game.
More importantly, is Beckham okay?
He's fine.
Good.
He's not injured.
Thank God.
So he was crying. And then he was talking to the coach, and I was like, this is it, man. He's out. He's not going to play anymore. He's going to run to us, and it's going to be over. I, of course, wanted to run out onto the field, but I didn't.
Oh.
I stayed there and let him work it out.
Allie also running the wrong direction. That mom is running the wrong direction. Just that's where the boy got it from. She's running away from her kid.
So they said, let's give him another chance. This was the last play. He was still crying. They handed him the ball, and he was just standing there crying. After they said hike, and they said run. When we said run, he ran. He almost went out of bounds, but he cut across, and he went all the way the entire length of the field and got a touchdown. And he was crying as he passed through the end zone, and everybody gave him a hug while he was still crying and happy.
What a traumatic experience.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
This is what we did.
Oh,
we
Jesus
didn't,
Christ. Your audio?
You were proud of him crying.
We didn't, really help at all. We didn't change.
Go ahead, run, Ben. Go. Run, Wesley, run.
Run hard, baby.
boy.
Maybe that's why he's crying, because his parents are
so glad. So glad my ears don't work right now. I only heard part of that. Thank God.
Well, this was his moment, okay? I couldn't hold back. And we were like, you got to keep. It was that moment where I was like, keep going, Rudy. Yes, go.
That's not what happened to Rudy. You need to rewatch Rudy.
Well, he was crying and everyone was like lifting him up, man. He was just having the best. The fact that he didn't quit. And everyone was saying, Rudy, you should quit. You're no good.
Right.
And then he kept going and he got the final touchdown of the final game of the season. Against, there's only one other team. So I play the same team every week. Still, he is a champion.
You know what? Chant doesn't sound nearly as good. Lastly. Wesley. That's
baby. That's come on, baby.
We need regular football back. We are so desperate.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Two big controversies that are brewing right now. Forget about the dumb off for a moment. Obviously, we have a new controversy with someone that I thought was a friend of ours that apparently is not, based on something that happened over the weekend. I'm angry.
You're
probably
offended?
I'm probably angrier than I should be about this. I don't know if anyone feels the same way I do, but I'm very mad about this. This is not the ice cream cake situation, which we'll deal with later. And this is also This is also not the Bucky's battle that apparently Jake won't let die. In fact, he went up to someone over the weekend. He was walking around, saw a guy wearing a Bucky's shirt, and immediately went up to him to try to get anyone that would get on his side of the argument that Bucky's is not a gas station, it's something else.
It's a store.
And this was what happened.
Ron, you're wearing a Bucky shirt.
Yes.
Would you consider Bucky's more of a gas station or a store?
I would say, I mean, it is, from what I've been told, and my wife has done a lot of research, I heard that it was to go ahead and top off, you know, your car.
Oh, come on!
Place to go in and top off your car.
You son of a bitch.
Not even fill up. Just top off.
Okay.
This is what the guy said.
God
to go
damn
ahead
it,
and top
dude.
Off, you know, your car.
Place to go in and top off your car.
Wow, that was some selective editing right there.
So that's from the guy that Jake approached in the streets. So there you have it. But enough about that controversy, because who cares there? We had that competitive eater in here last week or the week before. Her name was Raina. And we invited her in originally because she's a local competitive eater and pretty incredible what she does. And she's
love that stuff.
I love it. Love it. I think it's incredible. And I think society does not give enough value to, I think teachers are greatly underpaid and competitive eaters are greatly underpaid underappreciated.
And she goes around locally, but also nationally and internationally to take on food challenges. And I think she wins significant money.
Right.
I mean, one of the last ones she did, she won $1,500.
Right.
And if you do that like every week, you can make some serious money.
But forget about the money for a second. All of the glory of like having her picture on the wall at all these local places because she was able to eat the entire sushi boat, or she was able to eat the 10x10 hamburger, whatever it was. It's incredible. And that a lot of these places will, you know, try to drum up business. They'll say, if you can finish this pizza that's the size of a table in 20 minutes, it's free. And if not, then you owe us $1,000, whatever it is. I think it's great.
I love it. She had a 6-foot quesadilla.
I love the gambling of it all. I'm impressed by it all. So when she was going to come in here, we said, let's go ahead and do something that you've never done before. And that's when we reached out to our friends at Fat Sal's and we said, maybe we can have you eat the Big Fat Fatty. We spoke to Rain about it on the phone. She said, I've never had the Big Fat Fatty before. She knew about it, but never had it. We said, great. That's fantastic. We had the Sal's come in early in the morning, make the Big Fat Fatty, which was a 15,000-calorie sandwich full of French fries and cheese burgers on it. And
onion rings, chicken
everything.
Tenders,
meatballs.
Hamburger, pastrami.
She showed up in the morning. I was all excited. And then she said, I refuse.
She just said, I can't eat a sandwich that big this early in the morning.
Not going to do it, and I don't even like sandwiches. So we kind of accepted, all right, we'll take her at her word. She's refusing to eat the sandwich. She doesn't want to eat the sandwich.
We did a smaller competition with her.
We'll eat the sandwich instead.
Who doesn't like sandwiches, by the way?
She just said, I'm not.
That's like saying, I hate a sandwich.
I hate water.
Right.
I mean, that's just insane.
So she goes, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to touch it, and thank you. So we go, all right, respect. She came in here. I thought we had a decent time with her. Jake has been flirting with her ever since on her Instagram.
And she did eat basically a Philly cheesesteak in a minute and 15 seconds.
She ate a sandwich.
For the record, Jake's on her side still.
Yeah, Jake is still on her side.
Yeah.
Over the weekend,
each side of each booth.
We had a bunch of listeners, that sent us this video, and I'll play some audio for you because I feel like we've been somehow.
You think we've been screwed over here?
We've been bamboozled.
My name is Reina, also known as Reina's Crazy. You probably see me take on massive food challenges, so that's why I'm here today. I'm here at Fat Sal's in Hollywood because they have this massive big fat fatty that can weigh up to 14 pounds of food. So we're going to check it out. Let's go see.
Now, so you have 40 minutes?
Hold on. We tried to do this with her here. We had the sandwich. We had her. We had everything. And she said, nah, I won't do it.
Yeah, but she also explained that she can't take on a food challenge at like 8 a.m. as soon as she woke up.
It's not about...
There's certain circumstances when she
does
these.
She made it sound like the big fat fatty was something she was never even going to... This is not my thing. She said, I've got my things and this is not one of my things. So we said, all right, fair enough. And that we accepted that, that was her word. And then she goes... And she must have worked some sort of side deal with them where all of a sudden now this big story breaking over the weekend, maybe the biggest news of the weekend.
It wasn't the biggest news.
It wasn't Hayden Pantier passing away or anything like that.
It may be bigger than that because I got a lot in my feed. And they said, and all of a sudden it was Reina tackles the big fat fatty at Fat Sal's.
Yes,
I go, oh, great, the story about her coming on our show, but not about our show. We've been completely snubbed of the whole thing.
Yeah, but she didn't eat the. She didn't take on the challenge officially. Listen, here's the same guy that came into studio
and explaining
to her the sandwich.
So you have 40 minutes. You have to do it completely by yourself, and you have to eat every morsel of food in front of you.
It is my off-season right now. I don't think I can eat all this, but we're going to be doing something fun. We're going to see how much of this I can get down in 10 minutes.
So that's
great.
That's all we
wanted her to do anyway here. Same thing. We gave her the same offer.
She's down for a rematch. We could just have her back.
I don't think so, because now I feel like she's gone from my good side to my bad side.
So it's for you.
I don't think we should put Reina on our bad side.
Yeah.
Why are we going to make enemies with a local competitive eater? That's stupid.
Are you not mad about Are you not mad about this?
You know, I'm not as mad as you are, no.
I thought we're all equally mad.
I think she wanted to take... I think that the sandwich, seeing it in person, piqued her interest, and she wanted to go back and try and see how much she could eat in 10 minutes. I don't think that she's, like, betraying us.
But don't you feel like the story now that has gone international, massive story?
It's not a massive story.
It's a big...
She made a video for us and got it up in, like, no time when she was here.
Yeah, and this is also a separate thing. It's not even on her social media.
Okay, but between the California Post, Big Fat Fatties, Fat Sal's, and Reina Competitive Eater... It's like we threw an orgy and then we're in the corner self-pleasuring while everyone else is having fun.
I agree with Klein. We needed at least a mention like, you know what? I attempted this at Klein Alley show.
But she didn't.
No, but she could have given us a shout out.
And by the way, we did introduce her to the Big Fat Fatty.
Maybe she did and they cut it out. This is California Post reaching out to her and saying, we want you to tackle the Big Fat Fatty. We're going to buy it for you. We're going to take you to the restaurant and do all this. We should be mad at them.
Vanessa agrees. That with my orgy analogy, because she jumped in right after I said that this is like, it's like that. We threw the party. We had all the people. We invited the guest list, and then we got the uninvited from our own party.
Yes,
and it was so hard to get put together.
I mean, we spent a lot of time on this. We really did. I mean, I know people think this show, zero effort goes into it. The expectations are pretty low. Usually that's true. But in this particular case with her, this was, over a month in the planning. Over a month.
I don't know.
Yeah. At least 3 weeks.
And you set up some chairs and a table and a microphone that didn't work.
Yeah, we don't do that for anybody.
Right, the mics
We got a 6-foot table in here.
Yeah, we got
a tablecloth.
Do you guys see that folding table?
Yes, you get this.
Do you remember this? Do you think that just came together overnight?
She did eat a lot of it in 10 minutes. It's
I know,
pretty
it was incredible.
Impressive.
I was thinking to myself the whole time I watched it. God, I wish that had happened.
She took the
here.
Fries off and ate all the meat.
Reynolds, like, I want to love you, but I'm angry.
Let's have her back.
I mean, if she she apologizes.
Oh, my God. Really? We're going to demand an apology? Are we that bitch?
I think it would be the right thing to do in this particular case. Because I don't want to have any beef with Fat Sal. And I don't really have anything to say about the California Post one way or another. But with her, I thought that she would have been, you know,
You think she would have refused and said, no, my loyalty is to Klein Alley Show, who asked me to go on their show once?
Yeah. That's right. Is that unrealistic? Is that
sandwich.
An unrealistic expectation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do some takeaways from today's show, then we get the hell out of here. Normally, we leave you in the capable hands of Sluggo, but today we leave you in the incapable hands of a man by the name of Jay Leno. Postmaster Johnny will be taking over the middays with K-Rock, at least today, so be ready to win your way into Just Like Heaven with Postmaster Johnny, who will be there, I'm sure, on Saturday, Brookside the Rose Bowl, and we get you into that again at noon, 3 and 6. Tomorrow morning, we'll have more of those tickets for our Endless Summer Kegger, also known unofficially as the Clam Slam. It's the first time we've ever done this. Looking forward to having you there as we take the show, or at least parts of the show, to Orange County, Newport Beach, Hyatt. Details all in our Instagram at Klein Alley Show, and we'll have more of those tickets to give you tomorrow so that you can win your way in. People asking, can I just show up? I think the hotel is asking us to not say just show up, so we're trying to get you on a list so we can make that happen officially. Before we get into takeaways from today's show, Allie, just a message to make you feel good about something we've done today.
Hey, good morning, guys. Brian left a message and got a text back.
This is Blind Charlie. He doesn't sound like he's great. I don't know if it's his phone connection.
Oh, my God, yeah. He's gotten like an octave lower. I don't know if he's dying
or what's happening, but you know, we are trying to find Charlie a kidney, and we did have a listener that said that they would like to give Charlie a kidney because that's how dedicated they are to the show, and we've connected them. So.
Message and got a text back. She's going to give me a call today sometime. So just a little update. There's been movement, and you know, no matter what happens from this, I really appreciate your guys' time. Unless I know you guys aren't like my messenger service or whatever, but it really get the feels. So anyway, I'll keep you guys updated. Love you. Can't wait for the show this week. Have a great one. Wee. All right. Peace.
R.I. Peace is what he said at the end of his message. That's Blind Charlie. Yeah, I don't know if that's his phone carrier or his body falling apart.
Soon.
But anyway,
Hayden Panettiere, now him.
Here's the thing: if that person is serious, or if you've got a kidney, you'd like to see if you are a fit for Blind Charlie. We're not asking for this, but Blind Charlie is appreciative, and the first thing he's going to do when he gets that kidney is walk across the country promoting our show every step of the way.
Blind Man Walks Across the Country is an international news story, and we want to be a part of it.
Oh, Raina's doing that already right now. God damn it. Are you serious? She is?
Here I am. I've gone blind for this.
Oh, Raina, you've done it again. Takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
818, my takeaway is Klein's ear in oil. Actually, that's made some progress throughout the show today.
How's that doing?
It got better when I did that hand trick someone suggested, but then I tried to stick a fork
ham?
In.
A ham trick?
A hand. I was trying to pop it with my hand. Allie
the
put
oil
a,
needs ham.
I told Allie to smell my ear because it actually smells like a marinade I've got going on in there. But
you
it's
know,
not,
323 it's, suggested I pee on it.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
Right now, I'm telling you, I don't know what's happening right now, but it's going back to terrible again. I'm half deaf. Sucks. It's all, you know, I know it's going to happen.
Sucks for all of us,
when,
too.
When that
worry.
Video, when it comes out later today, whenever I go, I'll probably end up having to go somewhere and have them suck it out of me like the old school abortions. You know?
Should ask to keep it.
Well, I think these videos go very viral of people pulling stuff out of people's ears.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I bet you it's going to be candles load of wax in there.
310, divorced sugar mamas love to hang out at the griddle. 818, Heidi knows the news.
Yeah, she does.
714, sometimes adding one and two is really confusing. 323, women can't be surgeons. And 909, my takeaway is Klein wants Tommy Dong to be covered by insurance.
Tommy Dong, got to cover that surgery. That's a big name. You got a takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
Earwax one, Klein's hero.
Yeah, for now. For now, but later today, that score will change.
Yeah, it's
going
to be Earwax two.
It's possible.
It's just going to take over your body.
It would take
what if
away?
It's like an unborn twin trying to get out your
ear?
Oh,
my God. Maybe it'll cure your snoring.
This long.
It's great. All yeah. Good suggestions. You have a takeaway there, Johnny?
We love cheese leavings.
Love cheese leavings. It's the best part of any good barbecue. Jake, takeaway?
Tom.
Tom.
T-A-W-M. Tom.
Tom. Tom and John.
You have a takeaway, Allie?
My takeaway is conjoined eggs.
Conjoined eggs is the answer. Omar, takeaway?
Pacoima's ghetto.
Pacoima is ghetto. It's a good takeaway for today. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should listen to more of the show. Alex on K-Rock, good morning. Hi.
Hey, Klein. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to ask if I could get invited to a birthday party. It's my birthday, September 4th. I'll be 55.
Hmm.
You're out of the demo.
Come on, Klein, please. Dude, I gave you the free texture.
Sorry, if you were 25 to 54, we could have squeezed you in. But 55, you are meaningless. No,
he's currently 54.
That's true.
Yeah, but only until the...
until the party.
Until the day of the party.
You have to listen 4 hours every day until the party.
Hold on, Alex. Hold on,
we'll hang up on you separately.
Hang up.
Just not on the air. Just make it look like we're good guys here.
Hold on, Alex. We'll take care of you, Click.
Send him to Mr. Click, you know what I'm saying, all right? We'll see you tomorrow. We'll try to do better.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Doo-doo-doo. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Just okay. Doo-doo-doo.
And now, 10 seconds of mindfulness.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock. We are Klein and Ellie Show.
It's just shut up!
Klein Ellie Show. Mindfulness is overrated.
K-Rock.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.